Hello everyone, welcome to the session of Markets Monday. My name is Felix Ocheng as usual, your host for the day. There's been a lot of things that have been happening across various financial markets, looking at it from the local perspective, both in various developments regarding stocks that are listed on the NSE, and also at the same time just trying to look at a few counters within various regional markets. Today, definitely we'd be looking on to what's happening with Nation Media Group. The volumes that have come in, NMG so far has already traded about 2.6 million shares, being the top leader in today's trading session, which is 30 minutes into trading on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. I'll tell you a little bit why you need to be listening to what NMG is really going to do, what's really happening one way or another. I'll also be able to guide you a little bit on how the markets performed last week. What is it that you as an investor you need to be expecting, and also generally what is likely to happen within the next few weeks on the market. On the news as well, we're seeing there's also a lot of AGM resolutions that are from the market. That includes NCBA, Equity Group Holdings, and also we'll touch a little bit on to NMG's AGM resolution. First of all, to kick through what happened onto the market last week, we saw the benchmark indices, that's NASI, and the NSE 20 decline. But then at the same time, we also saw the all share, the NSE 25 share index also post a little bit of some gain, something which was commendable. The main decline on NASI really, and for those of you who are joining us for the first time, NASI is basically the index that encompasses all the other stocks. So it's all like all other stocks are in NASI. That's the Nairobi Securities Exchange All Share Index. You can call it NASI or NSE, ASI, regardless of how you feel you'd want to mention it. But that technically is what happens when you're investing in the NASI. We don't have an index yet that is focusing on the All Share Index. But on the derivatives market, we have the NSE 25 Share Index. And we hope that very soon we'll definitely be able to onboard the NSE. That's the NSE All Share Index and also the 20 Share Index as well. Looking at it in terms of company specific over the last week, we saw Nairobi Business Ventures. So it's very interesting. There's an interesting article that has been released today by the HISA team regarding Nairobi Business Ventures, sort of like the rally. What's really behind the rally? You know, Nairobi Business Ventures, just as we'd mentioned a few weeks back, is NBV currently holds the top position in terms of investor returns on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. And in case you've missed the article about HISA, you can download HISA app and go through the post. Definitely there is a pinned post about HISA, about Nairobi Business Ventures, which we did and was released today in the morning. It's a very interesting bit because in terms of investor returns, who knew that Nairobi Business Ventures would really pop up to be a top leader on the market? Because since listing by introduction in 2016, NBV had been on the on a very, very steep but stable decline over time. And then we saw when NBV was first suspended and was trading below 1 shilling. From trading, that was in last year, in around October last year, and NBV was looking for a way of, it was going through massive restructuring. What shareholders didn't know, or what the general public didn't know, or investors, was that the company was actually being bought by another company, a Middle East company that was buying into Nairobi Business Ventures, and with their plan, what they had was to literally transformed the company from a cement, from a shoe vendor, which that is what the company did. So here's what the company used to do. They used to import shoes and rebrand them to K-Shoe. And then now from there, that's when they would sell them out. Literally, that's really how their model was. So it's like the same way you have a lot of friends who buy their stuff from outside, they rebrand them, and then they sell them out there. But then the new company that came into Nairobi Business Ventures, when they bought the brand, which I believe is what the company was literally looking into, I think what they did was to say that, you know what, you guys are no longer doing shoes. We now have to go and look on something that's more viable. And they're now looking on transforming the company to a cement manufacturing company. So that's one thing that I know. It's pretty much interesting. Because I remember personally, when NBV was suspended from trading in October, I was like, oh my God, this is another, we have another Mumias, another KQ, ARM. It's never going to come back. And 2 months later, there was also a notice from the Nairobi Securities Exchange that they had extended further the suspension of NBV all the way for another 60 days, which led it to the ultimate bell ringing ceremony where the now the new shareholder came into place, and the share was reissued at 5 shillings. So you'd imagine those guys who bought NBV at prices of about two shillings, hoping it would rebound, or even guys who bought it below the 1 shilling mark, and then all of a sudden you see your stock is actually back on the market and it's trading at about 5 shillings. So at first, I know NBV had a little bit of a whipsaw trading. That's going down to about 4 shillings, 4 shillings and 45 cents. And then it picked and it seemed to never have turned back, because right now we're seeing what's really happening. Even in today's trading session, NBV checking this data through the HISA app, and you can definitely, if you're looking onto trading, you know that NBV is also today's top gainer. From 5 shillings to 9 shillings and 15 cents, that's today's trading. And we're just we are 34 minutes into trading. Though at the same time, one of the things that I would always encourage you as an investor, before you make any sale or any purchase on the market, always try to look on various metrics. NBV might have gained in trading at the moment, but I would also encourage you to just look a little bit on the volumes that are trading as well for the stock. Because even as we trade right now on the market, you'd see NBV has only moved about 100 shares. So before you make that purchase, I would really, really encourage you to always look on not only the percentage gain or the percentage drop, just check a little bit on what's happening about the volume that is trading as well on the market. In today's trading, you'd also want to know that Total Kenya, which is the top loser on the market today, down about 5.4% on the market, closed their books last week. So if you're buying Total right now, you need to know that you're not going to get any dividends until the next financial year. Total closed their books for dividend consideration on Friday last week. And so guys are now selling ex-dividends. So if you're buying Total, you know that it's trading a tax dividend. You might want to wait a little bit until the price really gets to fully correct itself. That might happen today, tomorrow. It really matters on what entry price are you really looking into on the market. Always remember that timing on the market is the most important metric that you need to understand as an individual, as an investor. Timing on the market is everything. In my opinion, I think that you as an investor, you need to know what price you want to get into on the market. And that happens both if you're investing long-term, even short-term. Everybody definitely wants to get the timing right on the market. Going back to last week's performance, we saw Transcentury. So despite the rights issue that Transcentury is technically planning to issue on the market, we're hoping to get more information on that within the next few weeks. TCL was still the top loser, declining about 11.26% during last week's trading session. New entrants onto that list, we saw BAT, EABL, and Limuru Tea. Gosh, I didn't know Limuru Tea still trades on the market, but all in all, it's been on a decline. Those who bought Limuru Tea at 500, sorry, the stock is now trading at 320 shillings per share. Something that I know is very interesting as well. We'd really want to know what's really happening apart from the revaluation, which Limuru Tea has constantly been doing and hoping that would raise. The company literally is a mess. If it weren't for the land that the company holds, I think it would be trading at prices of not more than 10 shillings, probably trading even where Kenya Power is. That's my personal opinion, not necessarily an opinion for the HISA team. And also, once again, remember, everything that we talk about on this show is not an investment advice, and you need to do your own research before you can be able to make a sale or a purchase on the market. Becomes very important because, you know, as an investor, I might have said something at the slip of a tongue and you want to act on it. No, don't blame me. Always have your own losses, and this is not an investment advice. On the gaining edge, last week was a very good week for gainers on the NSE, because looking at it in one way, NBV gained 22.65%. Liberty gained, that's Liberty Holdings, gained about 17.4%. And then BOC Kenya gained up about 9.35%. And WTK, that's Williamson T, was up about 9.2%. And then Sasini. So we're seeing one sector that really, really picked up. We're seeing the agricultural sector bringing in two guys on the market. That's WTK and Sasini as well. It would be interesting just to know what levels WTK and Sasini would definitely rally to. Those of you who bought Sasini last year, you're definitely smiling all the way to your broker when you want to make that exit trade, or you can actually hold longer. I know your portfolio definitely is on the rise, something that I know you, these are sentiments you're definitely sharing with the guys who are holding NBV. So it becomes very interesting. Looking at it now in terms of the overall market activity, turnover for the week, that was last week, turnover stood at 3.3 billion, achieved by trades of about 112 million shares. So 112 million shares traded, they were worth 3.3 billion. That's for the whole market. So there's no company that is in that space. There's no company that is specifically into that space. So you can't say that company X traded 112 million shares. This was the whole market. So this was a little bit of a rally as compared to the trades that happened on the previous week. That was week 24. So we're seeing that turnover on the market is really, really rallying on the market. So I don't know if you would say that there's a little bit of investor confidence that's gaining and guys are really coming back onto the market. That would be a reason, something that you as an investor, you definitely want to just understand and just ask yourself, if you're investing actively, then there's a high possibility that there are other investors out there as well who share the same sentiments, that things are definitely turning in for the better. My thoughts is, I think that last year was quite a pretty week, quite a bad year last year. And so guys are constantly looking for very good weeks to invest, very nice strategies and investment opportunities so that they can be able to buy in on the market. And that's why we're seeing companies, even across board, you'd look onto companies from both the manufacturing sector, the agricultural sector, the telecommunication sector, the banking sector. All of them are definitely trying to regain a little bit of momentum. The only concern would really be on the energy sector, where we're seeing KenGen and Kenya Power also not really performing as investors would really hope to be. A major concern would really be on KenGen's performance over time on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. I know that's one thing that everybody, one way or another, is definitely worried about. We really hope that things would turn through. But as we've always mentioned, KenGen, if things are not good at KPLC, you might just want to hold on there for KenGen until things really turn back through, because it's a major concern. Something that I know as investors we probably would want to look into. Let me just give you guys a brief of data on how KenGen has performed over time on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, and that is in comparison as well with Nairobi Business Ventures. Of course, we can't compare the two companies, but this is just by giving you guys investor returns on the market, what have guys really been looking into, because I know that's one thing that investors would constantly want to look into as well. So last week, KenGen shed about 1.5% in terms of activity. The year to date, KenGen has shed about 16.1%. and the overall 1 year performance. So that is if you bought KenGen, year to date is from January 1st, and the 1 year performance is if you bought KenGen 1 year ago, that's a 12-month period, you probably shed about 20.04% in terms of valuation on the market. So in terms of year-to-date performance, KenGen is, it's a sad note, but KenGen is year-to-date performance. So if you're ranking stocks on returns that they've been able to give to guys on the market, KenGen would be down there at number 52. So that's one thing as well that I know investors are probably wondering why. And we really hope that things will turn out better for one of the companies that have always been seen as having quite some strong fundamentals on the market. We'd look at it as well from Kenya Power, now that we're looking at KenGen. And in terms of performance, and I'll just give this to you, 1 year performance, KPLC has shed about 40.37%. In terms of year to date performance, we are seeing that KPLC has shed about 23.98%. So technically, you've lost about 24% if you bought KPLC at the beginning of this year. So I know that's one of the things that I know investors would be looking into as well, would be just for how long would this be able to move in on the market. KPLC ranks 60th. That's 60th, down there. So KenGen is 52, KPLC is 60th in terms of NSE performance, that is in terms of year to date. So comparing these stocks, how they opened from January to date, we're looking at that as well from another market. Now, away from the bad news into the good news, sort of some greenish, I said that we'd want to really look into the color that we've been looking into. We look onto Nairobi Business Ventures, and we're seeing NBV. NBV is fast in terms of year-to-date performance on the NSE. It's, if you bought NBV at the beginning of the year, oh man, you're up 94.8%. And if you had NBV in your shareholding 1 year ago, you're actually up 1,290%. Pretty high. These are the returns that investors are always looking at on the market. If you had NBV 3 months ago, you're up about 94.41% as well. So you don't really have to worry about this. And one thing again, as an investor, is there's something that's usually known as the fear of missing out, FOMO. Please do not invest with the fear of missing out. There's always another stock that's going to come. There's always another stock that's going to give you returns on the market. So if you missed out on NBV and you feel that the price is already high, please do not go into it. Do your own research before you buy into this stock as well on the market. Now, one thing that I'd want us to really now look into, that we've had the various stocks and how they're performing on the market. Last week, in terms of activity as well, now company specific, Safaricom, as usual, still came in and led in terms of market activity. So the total market activity was 3.3 billion. Safaricom had 1.7 billion. So about 52% of last week's traded value was all on Safaricom. So once again, pretty much interesting, but we've always known that the big brother is always there watching as well on what's really happening. So Safcom is the big brother on the market. So we might definitely, we'd always want to look onto what's really happening and what's moving on that stock before we can make any trade and make any way on the market. Now, looking at it from the decline on the NSE 20 and the NSE All Share Index, which we spoke about earlier on, most likely, we can attribute that slightly to Safaricom, which shed a decline, shed value, market value by about 1.21%. So Safcom closed books on Friday at 40 shillings and 75 cents. This was down from 41 shillings and 25 cents that the company actually posted on the week before. So I'd really want to notice, to just watch on how Safcom would really be performing this week. If it comes down, always a good opportunity for an investor to buy. Whenever you feel that the price is right for you, please don't feel shy. Get into the market. The market is for the stock market literally has always been for, as much as we have fundamentalists, but it always has a certain level of risk. One of the things that I've learned from investment banking is that nobody knows which stock is going up, literally, unless there's inside information. Nobody can tell you today that this stock is going to go up tomorrow. Whether you're a technical analyst, whether you're a fundamental analyst, we always just have to rely on the previous performance to really predict, to forecast, not even predict, to forecast what's likely to happen. So you have, at any point you're buying on a stock, even if you bought Safcom at 40, you have that hope that it will go up, but there's no really, there's technically no assurance. Reminds me of those guys who bought the bank stocks at 50, for example, in 2019, and then the stocks went up all the way to about 54. This is an example of KCB Equity. Equity actually hit 56 in terms of trading. And then 1 month later, you're back to the market and you're seeing your portfolio down to about 33. And you come back another month again and you're seeing the stock down to about 28, you know. So it's never really a surety. It's all about trades on the market. And trades, the one thing that people would always buy companies that are fundamentally stable, and demand would always equal the gain in price. So the demand that you're having on the market will always be able to long term give you a stable supply on the market. That's one thing that I know investors would constantly be looking into. So even if we say that Safcom was down last week, always just remember that timing is important. Take the risk, buy the dip. On the other hand, we say that the telecommunication side, manufacturing, the banking sector sort of performed apart from the energy sector. On the commercial and services, what we'd really be looking into as well would be Nation Media Group. We spoke about, earlier on we had spoken about NMG. For those of you who probably might be wondering, we spoke about NMG, and right now NMG has already traded about 3.3 million shares on the market. I think the brokers who are given this job are literally doing something that's good enough for the market. NMG currently ranks second in terms of year-to-date performance. So NBV, NMG, I don't know, but maybe a stock needs to start there. Their ticker with N something, you know, because we're seeing the N's are literally doing good on the market. We're seeing both NBV, NMG, NBV is first in terms of year-to-date performance. NMG is second in terms of year-to-date performance. But just before you really, really move into that, we have NCBA and NSE. NCBA is 41st, so not really all the ends are doing good, really. NCBA is 41st in terms of year, so it's number 41 down the line in terms of year-to-date performance on the NSE. While the Nairobi Securities Exchange, that's the stock, is 27th in terms of year-to-date performance. So literally, not all the ends are doing fine. So forget about the N theory. Don't go with the N theory. Go with your research. Go with your data before you make that trade, before you buy that stock on the exchange. Now, away from what happened last week and back to looking into what's likely to happen this week, first of all, we started on when we talked about KenGen, and even right now, KenGen is down further, about 0.25%, with a volume of about 562,500 shares traded on the market. It would literally be a longer concern for investors on the market. So I'm really hoping that things would go well for the stock. And if you're wondering where to get this data, you can always be able to download the HISA app on your phone and go to the market section. There's a place that looks like a small graph on the lower bit of the app where you can always be able to get all the data that's really happening on the market, what's really happening across various financial markets. So that's one thing that I know would be interesting for you as an investor before you can be able to make that trade on the market. Okay. Now, as we were speaking, actually, KenGen is up again about 0.76% on the market as well. So KenGen is up to 3.98. Really looking into one way or another for KenGen would really be interesting. Last week, there was news about KenGen earning some 2.6 billion over the past few years by this is from commercial innovation activities. And it would be interesting just to see to what level all these stocks would really be performing in over time. And further to this, I know the next update for this app, you'll definitely be able to trade. We've been working day and night with various partners to ensure that the trading capabilities come to you soon. And I know we've mentioned soon for a very long time. So we're really hoping that things would turn out and you'll definitely be able to get into trading as well and get all the information that you need on your end. Now, I always talk about Home Africa on Markets Monday. Home Africa is down about 2.3%. That is down to about 0.41%. Also, on the other hand, we've spoken about NCBA, which is also down about 2.78%. A few companies that are coming in hot on the gainers list, we have Uchumi and A&M. A&M, literally, I think, is a stable, fundamentally stable company. You could buy that with a long-term outlook. And yay! So somebody just came and overtook NBV. So NSE has overtaken NBV in terms of day's performance, with NSE up about 9.76%. That is at 9 shillings flat. NBV is down slightly to 8.8 shillings. So more shares are coming in on the market. That's why I told you guys to check on various metrics before you buy, ensure that you've looked into stuff like the volumes that are trading on the market, the bidding side, the selling side of the market. It gives you a very stable overview of what's likely to happen as well on the market. In terms of what's going to happen this week, we have Kakuzi PLC, the dividend payment of the first and final dividend for Kakuzi will be on the 30th of June. And also Kenya Insurance Company, that's Kenya Re, we have the books closing at the books for the dividend. That's the dividend was 0.20, that's 20 cents. Would be closing as well on the 30th of June. So we'd definitely be able to look into this and just tell you guys what's really happening across various markets. Also, interestingly, we're working on something and probably within starting today, we'll start a very special, probably 5-minute session in the evening known as Markets 360, where we'll definitely be giving you guys a wrap up of what's happened during the trading session on the market so that you have a crisp overview of the market. This is plus the market report and also the various data that you get in app from the HISA app. So I believe that's it for today. Thank you all for those of you who've joined. I know it's a chilly morning in Nairobi. Those of you who are definitely trying to get their ways to work, those of you who are there and are probably trying to make trades on the market, if you bid on the market, wish you luck and always keep it HISA. Check out on the app if you need market data, and also be free and ask questions on the app. There's a platform there that gives you an opportunity to definitely give guys an opportunity to ask guys on the market on various market performances and what guys would definitely think on the market. So thank you all. My name is Felix Ocheng once again. I was your host for today. Have a lovely week ahead and see you again in the evening for Markets 360.